British Columbia pressuring religious health care provider to provide euthanasia. Again. In recent weeks, the story of one terminal cancer patient who had to be transferred out of Providence Health so that she could be euthanized was reported on by various news outlets. These stories prompted Health Minister Adrian Dix to promise that he would talk to Providence Health and pressure them to provide euthanasia on site. Providence Health, quote, inspired by the Healing Ministry of Jesus Christ, as a Catholic healthcare community dedicated to meeting the physical, emotional, social, and spiritual needs of those served through compassionate care, teaching, and research, end quote, according to its mission statement. For the past decades, denominational healthcare providers have operated through a master agreement between the province and the Denominational Healthcare Facilities Association. This agreement allows religious healthcare providers to partner with the provincial government but still retain, quote, the right to determine in the context of the respective values and traditions the mission and values of the owner so as to preserve the spiritual nature of the facility, end quote. In other words, this agreement allowed religious healthcare providers like Providence Health to opt out of providing things they thought were immoral, such as abortion, contraception, or euthanasia. But now the provincial government is under pressure to scrap or renegotiate this agreement. This would lead to the province either defunding Providence Health and possibly taking over their facilities, as has happened already with Delta Hospice, or forcing Providence Health to provide euthanasia against their ethical, conscientious, and religious convictions. Unlike Delta Hospice, Providence Health is a big player in healthcare in Vancouver. It operates 10 different institutions in Vancouver and is in the midst of building a brand new 548-bed St. Paul's Hospital at a cost of $2.1 billion in partnership with the provincial government. In his promise to pressure Providence Health into providing euthanasia, Minister Dix ignores two key pieces of history and an important legal reality. First of all, the government is relatively new to delivering healthcare. Until the late 20th century, churches and civil society shouldered the bulk of the duty to care for the sick and dying. In many cases, this healthcare came at great personal cost. Governments were absent. One ancient example is the Justinian Plague during the dying days of the Roman Empire, when most citizens in Rome hid indoors to avoid catching the plague, leaving the sick and dying to fend for themselves. The exception was the Christians, who took it upon themselves to care for those infected by the plague, to either help them recover or to comfort them during their last days. The Roman Emperor Julian, although an opponent to the Christian faith, nevertheless marveled that they, quote, care not only for their own poor, but for ours as well, while those who belong to us look in vain to the help that we should render them, end quote. A more recent example is Mother Teresa, a devout Catholic from Macedonia who moved to India to minister to the sick and needy. Her compassion and mission to live out her faith in service to the sick have inspired countless others. When it comes to healthcare, the primary role of governments has been to ensure that every person has the financial means to obtain healthcare, not to dictate how the sick are cared for. The main objective of Canadian healthcare policy, set out by the Canada Health Act, quote, is to protect, promote, and restore the physical and mental well-being of residents of Canada, and to facilitate reasonable access to healthcare services without financial or other barriers, end quote. It accomplishes this objective by making the government the single payer for all medically necessary services. Government should amplify rather than supplant religiously motivated efforts to care for the sick. This was precisely why BC's Denominational Healthcare Facilities Association Agreement was struck in 1995. Its purpose was to further the partnership between the provincial government as the single payer for healthcare and religious organizations as one of the many providers of healthcare to care for the sick and dying. Scrapping the agreement or forcing religious institutions to violate their moral principles is equivalent to saying to the oldest player in healthcare, "Thank you for your service, now beat it." Which brings us to the second lesson from history. For thousands of years, healthcare practitioners have followed the Hippocratic Oath. That oath includes the promise to use, quote, regimens which will benefit my patient according to my greatest ability and judgment, and I will do no harm or injustice to them. Neither will I administer a poison to anybody when asked to do so, nor will I suggest such a course, end quote. Patients could be confident that a physician was seeking to preserve their life and restore their health. Euthanasia was anathema. This ethical standard was reflected in the Canadian Criminal Code, which outlawed euthanasia, assisted suicide, as well as counseling or encouraging someone to end their life. Euthanasia and assisted suicide were serious crimes. Unfortunately, that changed when the Supreme Court and Parliament jointly legalized what they euphemistically called medical assistance in dying. Over 2,000 years of devotion to preserving the health of patients and doing no harm was thrown out the window. Yes, euthanasia is now legal in Canada. That does not mean that every healthcare professional or institution, even if partially funded by the government, is obligated to provide euthanasia. Legal does not mean obligatory. There may be very good reasons why we don't allow care aides to administer euthanasia, and why not every small town hospital in BC provides open heart surgery. By way of analogy, the legalization of marijuana does not mean that governments are obligated to provide everyone with the substance or force other institutions to provide it. It is absurd that any institution should be criminally investigated, as Providence Health was, for not doing something that was a serious crime only 7 years ago, namely killing someone at her request. Providence Health also has the Constitution on its side. The Charter of Rights and Freedoms guarantees freedom of conscience and religion, which protects the individual healthcare practitioners from being forced to provide euthanasia against their religious or conscientious convictions, but also freedom of association. Taken together, these freedoms protect a religious healthcare institution's choice to refuse to engage in a practice for religious and moral reasons. When George Carson, an obstetrician and gynecologist in Saskatchewan, quoted in an article by Daphne Bramham, says that, quote, "conscientious objection for a building, particularly one supported by taxpayers, makes no sense," end quote, he fundamentally mistakes what an association is. Providence Health isn't a building. Providence Health is a collection of healthcare professionals and support staff who have freely associated together to serve a common cause. Quote, "inspired by the healing ministry of Jesus Christ, Providence Healthcare is a Catholic care community dedicated to meeting the physical, emotional, social, and spiritual needs of those served through compassionate care, teaching, and research," end quote. Providence Health operates 20 of 68 palliative care beds in the Coast Health region, and is in the middle of constructing, in partnership with the provincial government, a new and expanded St. Paul's Hospital. In a province that is in dire need of more palliative care beds and more healthcare capacity in general, the Premier and the Health Minister shouldn't be picking ideological battles with religious healthcare providers. Instead, to better serve its citizens, the government should be asking, how can we form more, new, and better partnerships with faith-based institutions to provide the services that British Columbians need? So, could you spare 5 minutes of your time to send your MLA and Minister Dix a note voicing your support for Providence Health's right to operate according to their religious convictions?